What's up?
Hey y'all.
I'm still not firing on all pistons, so that kind of fucked me up just now.
Oh, are you still sleepy?
Sound like that, Corey does.
In other words, I he's a little high. And hello everybody, we are the AmeriMe Junkies.
Yay.
Over here we have the always delightful Demon Engine.
Oh God. Oh, you are too stoned to do this today. Wow. All right.
Just been feeling myself lately.
Oh Lord. I guess we could talk about it a little later.
And of course, we have
we can make it
the
a part of these
always.
report news. Because you know what? That is some goddamn news.
We
We'll
have
save that one for the end.
We have the lovely Queen Neek.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Queen Neek. Shop Serpentine Fire, that's Serpentine Fire the company. Hashtag Shop Serpentine Fire.
Download the app now.
Thank you, Salty.
And of course, I'm Corey Salty 2 Floyd, and we are the AmeriMe Junkies. Today, we're going to be talking about our main topic is going to be NFTs. What are they? What the hell does that mean? And what does it mean for the future? But first, we got a few things to talk about in,
Deep
geek
Purple.
lore. Out of left field yesterday, it was announced that PlayStation has bought the Evo gaming tournament. The Evo gaming series, it's actually one of the biggest fighting tournaments in the world. It has officially been bought out by PlayStation. Now there is an Evo online only events happening in April, and with this new requirement by PlayStation, people are not sure what exactly that means. Does it mean that Smash Brothers is going to be completely removed? Is it going to be
Right, like,
replaced
are they going to be
with PlayStation All
petty?
Stars?
Are they
I
going to be
mean,
not petty? Are they going to be collaborative and be smart about it and try to get all this money? Or
they better be smart about it.
first off, I didn't even, I did I couldn't I knew things were bad for Evo because they weren't doing like face to face, but I also did expect it to get this dire to get end up being bought out by PlayStation. So I hope that it will be a collaborative effort to keep Evo going, because it's just the smarter move.
but you know how Sony might be though. Like, well, we own you and like that's it. Like you're just gonna
Well, they
do
need this to be a smart move because the whole
idea was a profitable investment, I get it.
that and fucking. They're in competition with, I'm not gonna lie, they're in competition with Microsoft.
They've
The
always
fact
been in
that this thing
competition
is
with Microsoft.
annoying.
But the thing,
Microsoft has Elder Scrolls. Like
but the yeah,
But here's
that's
the thing,
why.
though. But here's the thing, though. PlayStation actually has a lot of exclusive fighting games, and Xbox only has, outside of Killer Instinct, which is also another thing that gets played at Evo. They don't really have exclusive fighting games. Most of them are either on PC and or PlayStation.
Well, what's wrong with Xbox not having like exclusive games?
Oh no, I'm not. My whole, my I think my only idea when it comes to exclusive games is the fact that Xbox and PC games go hand in hand. It's never going to be truly exclusive.
Okay.
So I just look at PlayStation like, it just can't be on Xbox. I get it. But if I had a game PC, we're in there. So either
Right.
way,
That's
Microsoft would win.
now you got me staring at my baby. I will never need an Xbox. I have you. I will never
Yep.
have to play that filth. Thank you.
You just have a Microsoft
Wow.
operating system,
I'm fine with that.
which is an Xbox. Anyway,
Which is a bigger Xbox, a giant Xbox.
PC came first. Fuck Xbox.
Plowing ahead, there's going to be a Wonder Years reboot. I doubt if either of you even remember that show. Faintly remember that show.
What was it about? Brief synopsis.
It was about a kid talking about his time growing up from a story third person point of view. It was played by Fred Savage. It's being rebooted, and this time it's going to be a black kid as Fred Savage. The young man's name is Elijah Williams. So, congratulations. I'm pretty sure the older whites are angry, and that's okay.
That's perfectly okay.
I'm just like, it's like, yeah, that's okay. Earlier this week, yesterday, as a matter of fact, of course, on HBO Max, the long-awaited Snyder cut of Justice League came out. And currently on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a critical score of 79% and an audience score of 98%. That is more than double what the original 2017 release has. I saw it and I enjoyed it. We're going to be actually do a fuller review later today with Demon Engine.
I paid $6.50 for my fucking TV. How dare you not give me all of my TV for this fucking movie?
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My allergies.
It is becoming that time, so doesn't surprise me. HBO Max's subscriptions have gone up 5 million in the last 2 weeks. But projections say it's going to be heading up another 7 million by the end of the month, which will be the release of King Kong versus Godzilla.
I'm not going to lie. I'm part of that. I'm part of the millions. I'm watching Godzilla and Mortal Kombat when it comes out.
Oh, definitely. Definitely in that Mortal Kombat.
Wait, they're remaking it? They're rebooting it?
Yeah, Neek. There's a crazy-ass trailer for it.
I think I might have watched it. But I don't remember because I probably was very, very stoned. Honestly, it's best policy around here. We like integrity. That was a part of our company policy. You know, integrity. Where's that?
Integrity. speaking of integrity, another big hit on HBO Max is the South Park vaccination special.
Oh dear God.
If you saw their pandemic special.
No, I did not, but I think I need to watch it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So if South Park has been consistently great, and I think I think we're going to find a way to have a conversation about that and other shows like that, especially in the age of cancel culture and the double-edged sword of it all. But that is it for the Geek Report.
Oh, cancel Eminem. I've never been so ready to fold a fucking child.
Oh god!
The more I see, like, all right, so Larry, because technically we're millennials, right?
Yeah.
Corey's technically like on the older side of millennials,
Yeah.
He's on the older, I'm in the middle, you're on the younger side.
Oh man.
But I somehow completely forgot about that when I thought that was hilarious. Someone trying to cancel Eminem, and I was just like, for what? It was just like, you must be new here.
Right. How you going to cancel someone who cancels other people's careers?
Hey.
I don't know. He just...
For breathing the wrong way in the wrong direction.
I mean, most people feel like he's a bully. Which is kind of true. Hey. Here's the thing. I don't completely agree with the cancellation, but I can say he is a bully.
Who has he bullied per se?
If well, you swing.
All she said was she did not know this nigga. Like, that's all she said. I don't know him. She wasn't beefing with him. She was like, I don't know that man. Who?
And what? I think that was because apparently she might be lying.
Well, no, she does know him. They did have sex, and everything he said was true.
You don't swing at somebody and expect not to get hit. That's what that shit is. And I'm talking about all the people he careers he's just ended up. How dare you swing on me and expect not to get? Oh no, you identify as a threat.
Well, here's the thing: she didn't identify as a threat. She literally just did like pretended like she didn't fucking know.
She tried to diss him.
She did not. They tried to get her to say something that she was not willing to say on camera. And okay. She did in her best creative way the elusive journalism shit. Answering a question without really answering the fucking question. Avoiding the question or pretending like she has no idea who the fuck they're talking about. Why? Because the media was trying to get her to say something for ratings, for entertainment at her expense and his expense. So the people he should be pissed off at are the shitty journalists who keep asking terrible fucking questions.
Oh, he's shitted on them several times in a few songs. I think that it's only about three journalists he actually likes talking to.
Damn it.
I just remember listening to his Kamikaze album and realizing that most of the people he was coming at, he actually likes. He just wants them to do better.
So okay, except for Mariah Carey, Machine Gun Kelly.
He doesn't like him.
Huh?
Except for Machine Gun Kelly, he really doesn't like him.
I mean, I can see why. They're pretty much like, he's like the Walmart, like, good value, great value version of, like, Eminem.
You ain't wrong.
Except for, like, it's, like, a quarter of what you think it is.
A quarter of what you think it is? So not only is he a box of great value, somebody took most of the box out.
Well, I know one thing. He killed that boy's career so bad. He was out here looking like he's part of JoJo's new bizarre adventure.
Like JoJo Siwa? Cool. Speaking of which, I got a point to the give you. DaBaby and JoJo Siwa were beefing. Did y'all know that?
I'm sorry. What the hell is a JoJo Siwa?
The fuck is a baby?
Okay, follow me. I know who the baby is. Very, very white America, right? So
she's is this a child.
It's hard for me. All right. So the reason why this is so hard to like classify as a child because she's technically, I think, like 17, about to be 18.
but no. She still dresses like a fucking child. And I don't mean like a child in like the cutest of ways, but like she literally feels uncomfortable dressed as a fucking adult. It's weird.
Mm.
Like, my nigga, like you don't really have edges like that because you pull your hair in a ponytail in the middle of your fucking head, bro. Let your hair down. That's called too much tension, boo. That's why you losing all your edges.
Mm.
But her and the baby apparently got into it over what? I have no idea. I wouldn't be able to tell you what over what. Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Ain't the baby constantly just escaping, going to jail?
I mean, he be almost beating people the fuck up, so, yeah. Like any other upstanding black man. Listen, for a while, everybody thought he was in a sunken place. And then when he did the right thing, well, we saw that he was not.
Yeah.
He saw everything he needed to see from that, what's her face? We're not going to use her name either. Like, I did that on purpose. Like,
I don't be remembering stuff. So.
She set the light skinned people back. So far back, like she set us so far back, it's even before the barge.
Damn.
Right, and that's when we was winning.
Is it back during entanglement? Is it as bad as entanglement?
Wait, well. That was only a year ago.
Damn.
I'm just asking, yo. It's bad ass.
It was a really good one. It was a really good one, though. I like that one.
Okay. To be fair, entanglement wasn't that bad. It was a new term, and at the end of the day, everybody was honest with whatever happened. So no, it wasn't like you can't.
Was everyone honest? Was everyone honest, though?
What you mean? Just because they ain't going to details and shit don't mean it wasn't nothing.
No. Only reason I say that is because when Will Smith was like, an entanglement.
Well, no. He was like, okay, so here's the thing. She didn't want to call it what it was initially because she was not completely ready to record it. First of all, they were both tired as hell. His eyes were red because more than likely this nigga was probably smoking. She was probably smoking. And that's the word that kind of felt right. And here's the thing. It was actually more accurate than most people fucking realize.
What possessed you to fuck your son's best friend?
Okay, first of all, who said that was this little nigga's best friend? Nobody called this nigga his best friend, okay?
What possessed you to fuck your son's friend?
Excusing her behavior, okay? This is her son's friend. I do acknowledge that, okay? And it is weird and kind of creepy, low-key, that she would go for...
What you mean, kinda?
One of his friends.
What you mean, kinda? And low-key?
Because they're all grown! And willing participants, because he could have said no. He could have said no, thank you. What the fuck this nigga
do? Still her Will Smith give me permission friend.
To fuck his wife? I'm gonna fuck his wife. That's basically
what. If anyone is willing, that to all the young people out there, if your friend is willing to fuck your mother or any of your parents, that is not your fucking friend.
How is that not your friend, because here's the thing, he really
loved Jada, and that's the thing, that's what y'all failed to realize. Like, it wasn't just them fucking.
Yeah, it probably began as that or whatever, but them niggas was together for like 3 years before the media even, like, before this nigga even opened his mouth. Like, what y'all didn't know was that they was together for like
three I love years my friend so like, much I'm gonna be his new stepdad.
Listen, they had no intention on getting back together. Why do you think Will wasn't even upset about the situation? Will had his own little tenderoni. And I might add, she was fine as hell.
Look, we all came to the base things. They had their own side pieces. I want to know Why the fuck was...
Meanwhile...
Let one of my friends tell me he's fucked my mom. I'm killing the nigga.
And the Geek Report is over. We are the...
Bro, look, got one more thing. Go ahead, Mark.
Nah.
The Geek Report is over.
I got the chatter in my system.
We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about what the hell an NFT is.
And we're back.
Like, you sure you don't want to, like, you sure you don't want to share, Buck?
Hmm?
You sure you don't want to share, Demon? I mean, because that was, like, no, I really like that story, actually. That was a really good one. I actually appreciate that. But you know what? We can use that as an example of the NFTs a little later.
Mm. Oh, shit, you can!
I'm just saying!
No, you can!
I'm just saying.
Oh, God!
You okay?
Okay. That's hilarious. How high are you? Look at you, so glazed.
I'm just fabricating, like, all the internet niggas who now have the gall to do certain shit. I can't wait for the ensuing violence to come. That's what I'm
looking
at.
Okay. But today we're talking about NFTs. That's non-fungible tokens.
Yep.
Which I'm glad is called NFT.
Hey, like, yo, that shit. That ass, hold on. I got a lot to say about this shit.
Okay.
So there's a house. So y'all know how I love to make like my little 3D architecture houses and shit like that. Like make videos of walkthroughs of those houses and shit. And then upload them shits to YouTube. So like, yeah, there was a whole like basic ass house. And I'm saying basic because there was no real design element. The bitch put a sky on the floor. Basically, like, put like did an overlay of the sky on the floor and a motherfucking 360 of Mars, like, on the ceiling and, like, you know, everywhere else but the fucking floor, obviously. And that shit sold for 500 fucking grand.
Yep,
500 grand. And that's the first virtual reality space to be sold as an NFT.
Yep.
I don't want to be a hater, but at the same time, this is some bullshit. Congratulations to get her coin or whatever, right? But all I'm saying is, stop giving your fucking millions and thousands to mediocre motherfuckers. I'm sorry. Because what I saw, that little snippet of what I saw, I was not the fucking press at all. Because it didn't look like any fucking thought went into it at all.
This is, remember when before the podcast, and like, I'm not going to lie, some of them look nice, but at the same time, remember when before the podcast, I said we used the term artistic expression. Yeah. Too loosely nowadays.
I agree, but of course art is subjective. I'm also willing to admit that as well and understand that even though I don't find that shit to be groundbreaking and amazing, there's a lot of other basic ass motherfuckers out here who do see that and think that it's the next best thing, but that's because they haven't met me. That's all right. They haven't seen my work. So that's just it. Basically.
Okay. Okay, so an NFT is the non-fungible token. It's kind of like...
Here, the NFT is something that you can't... It can't be exchanged for anything else. That's what non-fungible means. You cannot exchange it for anything. It's a one-of-a-kind. And, of course, people can buy it. That means that they... that they own like their own but you can literally turn anything into a non-fungible token. So for an example, the example I just gave about that house, that is an augmented reality or augmented reality space. And somebody really did pay 500 grand for that. Just like after, I believe, what was the company who, wasn't CSNBC, it was The Verge. So after The Verge posted, yeah, because I like to cite my sources. After The Verge posted like a cool article, like literally like earlier last month or later last month, about NFTs, the owner of Twitter decided to put the first tweet. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he turned the first tweet into an NFT. A non-fungible token. You can literally turn any digital item into a non-fungible token. The reason why this is so important and so major right now is because it changes the game for artists. Digital, like especially artists that do digital work, such as myself. So a lot of those paintings, those digital paintings and things like that, and even the stuff that you do, Mook, you can, you know, turn those into NFTs. Now, here's the thing about it. Because it's fairly new, nobody knows, like, how successful or how much of a failure this is going to be. It looks very promising right now. I got some insiders of people who know some things and know people who know people who know people that know some things. And so I've been really getting good insights as to, you know, how to go about all this process and whatnot. Well, as far as like what the possibilities are and how you can do it. Does that make sense?
Now one big thing you have to mention though, this is all the money exchange is done through Ethereum, which is a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin.
Yeah, so Ethereum, yes. That is very important. Now, I've been talking about this early last month. It's crazy. And ironically enough, here the world comes.
Now, here's the funny thing. And Nico, perhaps, maybe you guys might remember this. We've seen this before.
We have?
If you've ever played
this is not the good place.
Online, no,
this is definitely not the good place. This might be like close enough to the like medium place, but definitely not the good place. I don't want to turn into a zombie here.
There's no Janet.
And there's no Janet.
but seriously, we've seen this before in the gaming world. Especially in the PC gaming world, where people would have items from Diablo or Warcraft, and they would sell them for actual money.
What do you mean, like,
like if Lamont was selling, like if Lamont was playing Warcraft and he had a particular sword, I could literally send him cash, and he could actually send my character that weapon.
Okay.
Like we've witnessed this marketplace style before.
True. I used to pay for bully people back in the day. So
it's almost like Ready Player One, where the economy, where the internet's economy ended up overpowering the actual the real economy.
Well, that's one of the concerns because, like, okay, when it comes to digital art, once you have an NFT, that's a non-fungible token, which means it's a very unique token, and it's technically an original, which should be worth more. But because it's digital, what they worry about is people like ripping it off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no,
that's what
I get
seeing, like, some of the concerns
being, and you know, it's very, very interesting. Yeah, like, yo, her design is so goddamn basic. Like, I'm so annoyed. Like, I'm looking at the two photos that they left, they decided to allow people to see, and it's nothing but fucking gradient floors and shit that, like, it just, it does not, I'm so annoyed. So annoyed.
You sound very insulted.
Texture.
Yes, death. Because it's just like, yo, so really, this is what we're doing? You know, but basically the idea is to revolutionize art collection. Because, you know, art collectors, and you can, like, you know, support your own, like, local artists. That's everybody, one of the biggest things. You get what I'm saying?
It also helps eliminate the middleman. Does it not?
What, as far as the art dealer?
Yeah, because sometimes there's a lot of shady practices that happen with art dealers.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, there's
yes. Well, maybe depending on if this is the only space you could actually get the NFTs, because I don't see any, like, well, I mean, any of these cryptocurrency companies could probably decide to be like, hey, we're doing NFTs now. It's probably not that difficult. You know, you can, NFTs also have a feature that you can enable that will pay you a percentage every time the NFT is sold or changes hands, making sure your work gets super popular and balloons in value. You'll see some of that benefit.
Another interesting purchase I saw. Someone spent $80,000 and bought a part of the Monaco Speedway racetrack as an NFT.
They sold, what was it, the Gucci Ghost for $3,600. They also sold the image that Beeple was auctioning off at Christie's, I guess, and it sold for $69 million. It was like 50-second video.
Here's the joke with the Speedway, though. Now they own a piece of the Speedway. They make money every time there's a race, and they get paid a percentage off of every ticket sold for a race.
Huh? Look at that. See, money.
And I'm just like, $80,000, and that investment. I'm like, that investment's gonna pay for itself within at least
within 3 months
after the Rona.
Wait, you said Monaco?
Monaco.
Why are we spending so goddamn much?
Well, when it comes to Monaco Speedway, I would have taken that deal myself.
That
is fair enough.
I'm blind, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Where the fuck is Monaco? Like, seriously, like, what country is that?
You're not the only blonde in here, because I don't know what the fuck that shit is either.
Right. And I didn't really want to do it because it was like, oh, you're the hot dumb one. No, but this time
Monaco
true.
Is literally a country in Europe. It's bordered by France. it's bordered by France. Its beach is the Mediterranean Sea.
Why do you know so much?
Because I have dreams.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, we could totally go like nude beach or whatever, tanning. Yay!
There is a nude beach.
Or is that just me?
There is a nude beach in Monaco.
No, but I'm just saying, like, are we going or is that just me?
I mean,
me and you, best friend.
I'm all for it.
Yay! I get to be naked with my best friend. Anyway.
Hello, thank you.
That sounds a lot crazier.
was intended to. Oh God, I just thought about that. Wow.
And in the words of Yakko Warner, good night, everybody. But no, seriously, the implications for this shit is I look at it as a good thing. My problem is how it's gonna be corrupted.
Here's the thing.
I mean, they've already done it with cryptocurrencies.
What you mean?
Me personally, I think cryptocurrencies going mainstream was probably one of the worst things.
I mean, but everything going mainstream is always one of the worst things, honey. I'm just saying, like if we're gonna be like, if we're, you know.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but I feel like cryptocurrencies, that was our thing.
Who's our? Who is our? Who's the owners of this that you speak of?
Well,
am I included in this?
Right, because I know about cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin. Well, I mean, back in the day when it was just Bitcoin, it was a very community thing, and for a time, it was good.
But what community, Corey?
There was blacks, whites, yellows.
No, but I ask, what community? What are you talking like?
It was a,
like us.
It was
and
a.
We.
Clearly, it was an,
it, part of it, but like who?
It's
who
a sex cult type of thing, isn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It kind of sounds that way, doesn't it?
Oh my God! It always comes back to the sex cult.
You know we gotta make jokes, like part of the show.
But no, it was just it's just like PC gamers, that the underground nerd cultures, like the goth kids. Like we knew, like literally, we dealt in cryptocurrency.
They was making money off the low, and now they're just mainstream. Everybody's just doing the most.
Well, it runs down the value also. Well, technically it drives
fucking, it became mainstream, and now there's just a constant shortage of GPUs. All the goddamn time.
I had a concern. Like, I knew things were getting bad the day I saw more than one Bitcoin ATM. And I was like, uh-oh.
Wait, that's a thing?
It was. Now it's not, because Bitcoin gained too much.
I don't know. Isn't it still like 50 grand or some shit to like get one Bitcoin? Like a whole?
Yes. But think about it. At one point, it was just enough for people to be okay having Bitcoin vending machines. ATMs, I mean. Like, it was just enough.
Yes, baby, you about to have a new function when I'm not working. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. I'm talking about my PC. Looking specifically at my GPU. You about to be the hardest working man in America right now.
He's talking inanimate objects again. Is it talking back?
Always.
No, but I think my main fear is how it will be corrupted by investment bankers and Wall Street and shit like that. It's just. And I feel like the same thing was going to happen to NFTs. But I don't know. Maybe right now, especially after the whole GameStop's situation, they've got hedge funds are now not trying to screw over other businesses as much.
Yeah, no, they're just going to try to find a new way to do it.
New way to do what, exactly?
fuck over businesses and loans.
Yeah, because
no, they serve the businesses most of the time. Who they fuck are the general consumers.
Because because me personally, I like what the GameStop bros did. They really did put it to them, and I loved it. I really did. And I mean, if there's groups like that might be what helps everyone out in the long run. Maybe. But no, but Nico, you never Nico with Diablo, you never bought any items off somebody?
No, I never thought about buying anything off of anybody. You talking about playing Diablo and stuff, like getting like NFT from there? No, not really. And once like I got on Sims and started discovering that other creators were creating like Black Sims, like actual like, you know, Sims that actually look like us, you know, with accessories and all types of things. I was very excited and whatnot. But most of those creators usually put them on like websites for free. So imagine what this could do to the Black creators who are creating stuff for their Sims. And you know, Sims is a huge thing. They have their own fucking reality show these days. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, this will be major stuff for Black creators who are creating stuff, add-ons into the games and things of that nature. Like, I had no idea about the, what do they call them? What's the word?
Mods.
There you go, mod. There you go. See? Oh, always got my back.
Because I distinctly remember watching your stream, and I was like, huh, I wonder how come she doesn't have any mods.
Yeah, I had no idea about mods. Like, I was literally just put onto that. You actually put me onto that. You were like, yeah, you know, you can find mods. And I was okay, mods for Sims, mods for Black Sims, Black hairstyles for
Bam.
Black mod hairstyles. Like, and found a bunch of creators, which was super, super cool. I was super excited.
The whole new world. Yeah, I'm not. Yo, all right. I just looked at some of these other NFT things. Right. I see where your anger is coming from, Nico. Like this dumbass
photo. You saw the house? No,
I didn't see the house one. I seen this dumbass photo of this cat/dragon that went for
people
$906,000.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the article though of this augmented reality house. I'm not happy.
You know, I'm starting to suspect some of these are made for money laundering.
Honestly, that actually would probably, that's how niggas would ruin the system. That's how motherfuckers would definitely ruin the system. Money laundering.
Oh, shit. This would be, oh, shit.
So that's probably not a good sign. Because somebody's going to come to the But here's the thing. They would actually have to prove. It would be a lot harder to prove money laundering. Think about it.
It would be 20 times.
Yo.
It would be 20 times harder.
Which seems like an even more of a reason for a lot of companies to start really pushing this shit. Which is probably why it's being pushed. Because think about it. You could funnel all kinds of money. Billions of dollars. Shit. A little PPS for all of those money launderers out there. Listen, like I'm not saying like I'm gonna help you launder money or nothing, but like, you know, if you just want genuinely spark my art, you know, I wouldn't be I would never judge. Let's just put it that way. Cause money laundering is a victimless crime. Who's really getting hurt?
And for our other brothers and sisters,
we corrupt everything.
Hablas Espanol.
Wait, what? I hate y'all.
I do shit.
Like,
like I said, I'm not encouraging breaking laws or illegality. All I'm saying is that they want to support my art. I mean, I'm not going to be upset. I don't know what you're doing with the rest of that money.
Oh man, this open like now, like I gotta admit, that's kind of a damn. This could go badly.
I mean, let's just hope not everybody's thinking like us.
No, the fucked up part. From the moment y'all started talking about it, that's what I was thinking about. But I just wouldn't say shit.
He was like, "I was like,
that's fair.
How can this be used for evil?"
I mean, no, I never thought that way. I really, I was like, "Oh, I had no idea how the fuck they would use this."
What not? I just put it together. I just put it together while we were talking, and I was just like, "Yo, if I was doing some ish, and I needed to move money, a large sums of money, right under the radar."
I mean, yeah, but look at these. Look at the shit that's actually being brought out. $69 million fucking dollars for a 50-second clip.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like 500 grand for that basic ass augmented reality house, bitch. I designed better things than that.
That's what I'm saying.
I deserve three times as much. So if this bitch is that's my baseline, 500 grand. Bitch, I want 1.5.
In conclusion, laundering is okay. As long as the talented are the ones that are getting paid.
Yeah, because they deserve most of the money. How the fuck is the ideas guys? What's wrong with that?
Look, I'm
not going to lie. I would look at something like that and be like, now, mind you, I used to work in an art museum. So modern art, old school art, I can understand and see its worth. But when I see half cat, half dragon, I'm just like, what is this supposed to be, like a new Nickelodeon thing? No, that sold for such and such. And I'm just like,
how much?
Yeah, there's something.
Somebody needs to be stabbed.
It's just like, yeah, this is illegal.
Yes, this is illegal. You just jump straight to this is illegal.
Yeah, I mean,
I can just imagine him sitting there watching that, like, and then just immediately like this
turned into like the black little boy version of like Matilda. This is illegal. Like I can see it. Like him saying it in his own voice and everything, yo.
Like, all right, now let me say something just in case. Krista Kim, I'm not attacking your design per se. Your design is fine. I'm questioning the pricing.
Is that the young lady who that's who's working with?
The View of Mars House, yeah.
Well, sweetheart, no, I am judging your art. Sorry.
No, she yeah.
He's not like Corey is definitely not. He's being objective as he possibly can be, and kind and generous at that. Me personally, I don't give a fuck. And it's no diss to you per se. It's just the work I don't fuck with. It's boring to me. There I said it.
All right.
Art is subjective because clearly, like you know, well, majority of the planet anyway. Kind of be on some like idiotic like they like stupid shit so
yeah but come on
uncultured swine
we keep giving stupid people money right you know which celebrities are talking about.
I don't think she's stupid. I just think her work is just
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about celebrities. You know which celebrities I'm talking about.
YouTube celebrities,
offensive ones at that.
Hey, yo, I'm just saying, this vegan diet, yo, I got a six pack. I'm getting a six pack down here.
You had a six pack before.
Yeah, but it's like real defined now. Like I don't necessarily have to be hungry in order to see it.
But we'll be right. I think we'll be right back with our final thoughts, right, Engine?
Yes.
This is the Marry Me Junkies. We're talking NFTs. We'll be right back with our wrap up. But meanwhile, we're back. We're wrapping up NFTs, and Nika was saying that she's looking shredded due to her vegan diet.
And Corey, still nothing. And we're almost over this month already. Remember we talked about the TMI?
I'm sorry.
We talked about the TMI. Do you remember what it is?
Right. Like,
I'm not going to say it, but still nothing. Still nothing.
You're right.
And it's like, wow. Okay, this is kind of nice.
But no, we're wrapping up speaking on NFTs, and I don't know, now that I've got the whole laundering thing in my mind, it's just kind of bothering me.
Feels like a little dirty now.
Pretty genius, though. Here's the thing, though. If we end up getting murdered and or find some death threats on our doors due to this podcast, well, it looks like you were right, Salty. Pretty much what we're gonna do. That's the only thing we're gonna have to do at that point, because we can't tell who the money launderers are, but we can definitely tell everyone that they are angry with us.
Yep.
That's smooth.
Every day we stray further and further from the traveler's light and move into a world of corruption like Cyberpunk 2077. As an agent of chaos, I'm here for it. I don't care anymore. Let loose the hounds of war.
I mean, if it's necessary, why not?
So we're just gonna say cowbunga it is?
I mean, I don't see
cowbunga, dude.
Oh, I'm just
I might wear this at the beach next time.
Seeing very, very questionable art get so much money does raise a lot of raise my eyebrows.
But again, we have to keep reiterating, art is subjective.
Yes, it is.
So even though we may not necessarily get it,
use that term loosely. Very loosely.
I guess, but it look, it's no. It's no Picasso. But
I say that as I stare at my phone.
He probably would have smacked the shit out of her because he was a woman beater. Well, he was.
I wasn't supposed to laugh at that.
Well, no, he probably would have smacked the shit out of her because he's a woman beater.
God damn it. It's not funny.
Yes, it is.
Nico, you ain't shit.
Well, you know, I'll save a special seat next to me in hell, buddy.
That's nice. But,
I almost unsubscribed from the chat.
But seriously, folks, what were your thoughts on NFTs? Please let us know.
And if you guys didn't know what NFTs were, let us know what you learned from this podcast.
Yeah, if we helped you learn something today, that's great.
And if you're interested in learning NFTs or just want to talk NFTs with us, definitely reach out to us. Comment, like, share, subscribe, and, you know, have an open discussion with your friends, with your art friends. This is really the episode for all of our creatives who listen to us and really love our stuff because, you know, you guys, this is all for you. So you guys get to get you know, some info that you might have needed. Oh, my God, this is not going to work today.
Do not hit us up with any inquiries on money laundering. Let me reiterate. Do not hit us up
for money laundering. I don't actually support money laundering. Let me be clear.
As a corruptive force and an agent of chaos, this podcast is now an NFT. Anything you've learned here, you now have to pay me for.
God damn it, Engine. We are the AmeriMe Junkies. As usual, guys, it is always a pleasure working with you.
I expect my first 50 grand in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anywho,
Nico.
Oh, definitely download the Serpentine Fire app, shop Serpentine Fire at serpentinefire.company. I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Like, comment, subscribe, and share this video if you care. Thank you so much for watching, guys.
Engine?
You know, join the Demon Army. Follow me on Demon Demon Engine, everything. And yeah, I haven't been streaming because I've been getting things put together, but I have been releasing clips.
I need to stream.
Posting more.
I think I might stream tonight. I don't know.
Be sure to follow AmeriMe Media across all of your platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and of course YouTube at AmeriMe Media. This is Corey Saltichu Floyd. Let me get a Jesus America Freedom Eagle. We are the AmeriMe Junkies. Please be well and take care of yourself.